Good, good. This music, this is good.
Yeah,
I think
this is good.
Yeah.
So, Lieutenant, how's things been going over there?
Excellent, excellent. They got us working in the Montjuic headquarters, myself and two other lieutenants. Our new position is called watch commanders, and what they have us doing is we basically field, oversee all the operations on all three of the campuses. Any issues that come up that is outside of the dispatcher's purview, they usually defer to us. We can talk directly with deans, other law enforcement agencies, other colleges. Our responsibilities run the gamut. We handle all the scheduling for all three of the campuses. We have a new scheduling software that we went to, which is a web-based program, which is going to help us schedule, you know, officers on all three campuses. It allows us to, conserve the oversight of the budget so that we can utilize that money for community policing, outreach efforts, bike patrol, things of that nature. We want to get officers out in the community more, foot patrol, bike patrol, more face-to-face time with the community, so that students know the officers on a name basis, first name basis. I think that's important. Just so that everybody can feel comfortable whenever they have an issue that comes up. And it doesn't even have to be law enforcement related. It could be anything. They'll feel comfortable enough that they can go up to an officer and say, hey, listen, can you help me out with so-and-so? Even if it's not police related, we can direct you to the appropriate resource. Absolutely. There's a station commander there 7 days a week. There's a period in time when there is no watch commander, but there will be either a sergeant or an officer in charge there. But for the most part, there's always a member of the senior command staff there, and a watch commander's there. I work, my hours in particular are I have Monday and Tuesday off. Wednesday, Thursday, I work 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. So.
Okay. So that's good to know. You know, so everyone, anytime you call in, you can always speak with an officer. There's always your station commander that's on duty as well. Now, we have some other things that's going on in the department also, Lieutenant, as far as some meet the greets. I think I'd like to fill you in on some of those with the chief from time to time. Maybe you can get out here in the community and get to know some people. We have one coming up here that's going to be on the 23rd. Let me see here. I'm looking at my calendar. Looks like we're going to have it actually on the 24th of meeting week. That's going to be in the dining commons. Okay.
That's basically just going to be a meet and greet between the students and the department?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much faculty staff. We're going to have the chief there, and the associate director, Ray Rivera, is going to be there. And pretty much anyone that comes in, they're eating, you can stop at the table and say hello to the chief or Ray. Also, if they have any concerns or questions, they can stop in and just talk. That's what we're there for. So anyone can come in and eat around that time. We're going to be there from 5 to 7 p.m. Just please stop by. And I'm going to be scheduling more of those at Mount Holyoke as well and at Smith College. So, and I'm going to put that information out there. So anyone that's taking classes at one of the other two colleges, if you happen to be in the area, they can stop by. And you can see the associate director over there, the chief as well, to stop in.
Good, yeah. That's excellent.
Now, Lieutenant, how long have you been working with the department? I know there's a lot of curious minds out there.
Absolutely. Let's see. I started back in 99, so working on 12 years now. I started as a security officer at Mount Holyoke, basically what they call as a PSO. Walked around the campus with a key ring full of keys and locked and unlocked doors. Assisted with events, parties, things like that. Worked my way up to a dispatcher and found some more interest in the department. And in the meantime, I was going to school at Holyoke Community College and working on my criminal justice degree. And when I graduated HCC, they asked me if I wanted to be a part-time police officer. And I accepted the position, so I was a part-time police officer in addition to a part-time dispatcher. And then when a full-time position opened up, I applied, got the position, and worked as an officer for, I think it was roughly 5 years, and applied for a sergeant position that opened up, got hired there, and then just recently was hired as a lieutenant.
Okay, great. And all of you out there, I think many of them have seen your name on the website.
Yep.
Yeah. This is some recordings. And a lot of students, I think they're familiar with any senior on campus. I think just that information right there, being a little bit more insight on your career and how you moved up in the department. As you can see, there's a lot of, there's a wealth of knowledge within the department. So the lieutenant has a background of the dispatch, and he's been here at the campus for a while, so he had a lot of offering.
Yeah, I've also worked, during that time, I worked for several years for municipal police departments. I worked for Hamden, Mass. As a part-time police officer for 4 years, and then I worked for Belchertown Police Department for roughly 5 years. So in that time, you kind of get a good snapshot of municipal law enforcement versus campus law enforcement, and it was a good mix. You get a lot of experience, you know, in dealing with people and different types of situations, and I think my time in a municipal police department really contributed to my success in campus policing. I think it really helped me out with respect to that.
Right. So that's just even more knowledge that comes to the department, and that's good. We try to put as much information out there to the community so you can know a little bit more about us. There's been a lot of questions, Lieutenant, as in who is public safety and what do they do. So part of the reason for this talk show is to talk about those things, and we can kind of get to know the community and pretty much what our role is. And I think for the most part, a lot of students know what our role is on campus, but there's some that have some questions, and that's what we want to really keep that communication going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I'd be happy to take phone calls too if people are interested in calling in. If people are, I don't know how many people are listening,
yeah,
but hopefully there's a few.
Well, you know, it's spring break time. I know there's a few, members of the campus community that's around, a lot of faculty staff that's working, and hopefully they're tuning into the show. What we'll do is we'll put the number out there for anyone that wants to call in and ask some questions to the lieutenant or myself. We'll be here. And we're going to take a short break. And in the meantime, that phone number is going to be 413-559-6766. That's 559-6766. Please feel free to call in, and we'll be back in a moment.
Call in. We'll be right back. Yes, sir.
We didn't get any phone calls, but I'm sure someone's going to call in.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best radio station on right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, you try to keep it going like that. And I think it's even better now that you've joined
today. Absolutely.
They've been waiting to hear from you. We're going to have to get you back on the show again also. Now, Lieutenant, I know some of the, one of the other things I want to mention is the meet and greet that we're going to have over at Mount Holyoke College. You know, I see a lot of students and they actually travel back and forth, so I think maybe we'll get a few students that will stop in over there, so we'd like to share that information as well. And for Mount Holyoke, what we have here, we actually have an engraving event that's going to be at Mount Holyoke as well. And that is going to be, by me, I'm looking at my calendar here. The engraving event is going to be on the 29th, and that's going to be at Mount Holyoke. That's going to be located inside of Blanchard Room 108. So if you happen to be taking classes over there or visiting your friends and you want to stop in and you want to get some items engraved, we have an officer there in Room 108 in Blanchard that can assist you with that.
Yeah, you can get some, they got a cafe there, you can get some food, they got a vending machine.
Oh, yeah, so that would be good.
They got a, what is that? That brick oven pizza in Blanchard Cafe.
I've never had that.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's something that everyone can check out as well. Also, on the 22nd, there's going to be a meet and greet. The location is going to be pretty much the President's Corner inside of Blanchard, and the time for that is going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. Just stop in there and you'll see the Chief Bob Smith, the Law Department, and Associate Director Barbara Wiggle. They will be present there from 4 to 6, so we'll just stop by and say hello if you have any questions or concerns. You know, that's what we're there for, so we'd like to hear that as well. As much feedback as you want to get,
Do you think, does everybody know where your office is in the library?
You know, I'm not sure, but I'll tell them. My office is located on the second floor of the Johnson Library, room 207. It's right across from the graphic room. I know many of you are up there studying. You see my door. I have a sign right at the door. So anytime you want to stop in and see me. I'm not there a lot. I kind of move around between the three campuses, but I do have a board on the door. You can sign in and let me know if you want to make an appointment or you meet with you, and I can make sure I'm here at that particular time. You can also send me an email and let me know and contact me, and I can make sure I'm over there as well to meet with you. Pretty much on Fridays, I try to make sure I'm there during the day. I could usually come in around 8 to 4 on a Friday, and I use that as office time, so anyone can just walk in, and I'll be there if you want to see me at that time. So please feel free to contact me anytime, as well as anyone else within the department. Be back in touch with me.
What's that?
Oh, I was just letting them know. Contact us at any time, and we'll be back in touch with them.
Excellent.
Yeah. So if anyone has any questions, or if there's anyone just sitting out there doing some work, studying, watching TV, listening to the program, please call into the show. Ask us some questions.
What's that number again?
That number is 559-6766. That is 559-6766. Lieutenant Dufresne is joining us today. If you have some questions for him, he will love to answer them.
6766.
Yeah, 6766.
Call in.
So please call in.
Be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. So just stand by. We're going to have to listen to a little more music, and we'll be right back to you.
Ian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Lieutenant?
Not too bad. Can you introduce yourself and tell the people exactly what shift you work and what your responsibilities are for the department?
Yeah. Of all our loyal listeners last week, because I was a special guest, my name's Ian Lauder. I work first shift, Thursdays and Fridays off. Responsibilities with the department, background investigator, a field training officer, also a defensive tactics instructor, and bringing my experience. I have 10 years of municipal law enforcement experience before I joined the department at Smith College 2 years ago, right before the collaboration. So I have 2 years of campus policing experience.
What municipal department did you work for?
I worked for Lee, New Hampshire. It's up on the seacoast, just inland from Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Okay. And what shift do you work?
In New Hampshire?
Well, what shift do you work here?
Day shift.
Okay, so...
So
if somebody's looking to get in touch with you, they can get in touch with you anytime between 7 a.m. and 3 or 7 a.m. 3 p.m. During the day. What are your days off?
I have Thursdays and Fridays off.
Okay.
Now, Ian, you are the contact officer as well for the infield in Greenwich area, correct?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Earl. What was that?
Okay, you are one of the contact officers for the infield in Greenwich area?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am working over there to start building a relationship with the students in Enfield. I'll also be working over with another officer over in Greenwich a little bit as well. I was hoping to meet some people today because there's a breakfast every Wednesday morning, 8:15, and I was hoping they would still have it on spring break, but nobody was there, so I will be there next Wednesday to continue meeting people from and students over at Enfield to build some relationships over there, and go from there.
Okay, I think that'll be good because you have the house director, Reina Munez, over there, and I think they'll be happy to have you join them for breakfast and get to know you a little better. It's a way that we can work on dealing with a lot of the crimes of opportunity that we have, and if there's anything that they need to share with us, we can assist them with, you know, we'll have you there to speak with them directly.
Absolutely. Got a lot of experience dealing with many different things, and want to put that to the best use for the community here to make their experience at Hampshire College or any of the other campuses that I'm working at as safe and productive as possible, so they can come here and focus on what they need to do and get an education or work their job without too many concerns.
Excellent, Ian. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Well, that's great. That Officer Ian Lawler was on the program today. That was great, folks. And that's good. You know, we have Ian that was tuning into the show. He stopped by just to see how things are going and to introduce himself again. He was a guest here on the show. As you can see, everyone is dedicated to communication and really reaching out to the campus community. So if you have any questions, we're here to answer those questions for you. One thing I'd like to stress, Lieutenant, is that, you know, there's a lot of things that we're not going to agree on, you know, when it comes to concerns. You know, there's policies and there's laws that are in place, but one thing we can do is talk about it, and sometimes we have to agree to disagree, but sometimes we can meet halfway on certain things, but that's where the collaboration and the working relationship we have with the dean's office really plays a key part in that. So at any time you need to speak with us, feel free to. If you want to contact the dean's office, there's many resources that you have on campus that you can reach out to that give you support. But you have that same support within our department as well. And to help build on that, that's why we have the contact officers here in place. Because we do realize that you come from different backgrounds. Law enforcement may mean something different from depending on your interactions or maybe a family or friend interaction. So what we want to do is start from the bottom level and work our way up. You know, we treat everyone with respect and we make sure we're professional at all times, and we want to start from there.
Yeah, I think other campuses also use that system as well, contact officer or dorm cop, however they title it.
Yeah. So you have many resources within the different campuses. And, you know, Lieutenant, we have a lot of students that travel with the UMass, Amherst College. They move around quite a bit. So, you know, we have contacts in those departments. We have good working relationships with all of the campus police departments and within the town. So, you know, we want everyone to remember that. There's a lot of support.
It's all about building relationships, I think. You know, it's important to have good relationships with all the neighboring colleges, you know, communities. You know, it's good to have, you know, strong relationships with the, you know, campus police department and the student, faculty, and staff. I think that all lends towards building a, you know, a safe and productive environment, like Ian suggested. You know, opening the lines of communication. I mean, we want to be as transparent as we can with the community as far as, you know, what we do. And I know sometimes a lot of what we do can be viewed as, you know, quote unquote secret squirrel, and you know, but that the days of Joe Friday are long gone. You know, we're people just like you are, and you know, we have a job to do, and we just want to make sure people are safe and they feel like they have a resource to go to if they need help or they have questions.
Needs to be able to feel safe on campus and know that they can approach officers in the department at any time and they're there to help them. So, and that's what we're doing. We're doing a little more work and getting out there and putting that information there and making sure that we are very approachable. And sometimes it's a process, you know.
You know, and people's, you know, sometimes have preconceptions of, you know, police officers and law enforcement, and some of those preconceptions can be positive and some can be negative, you know, just depending on prior interactions with, you know, law enforcement. And all it takes is that one encounter with a police officer that was negative to kind of, you know, taint the view, some people's views on, you know, police officers in general. I mean, we essentially wear all the same uniform. But that, you know, we just have to, you know, make sure that, you know, just like we keep an open mind, you keep an open mind as well, and in that, you know, police, you know, essentially are out there to do the right thing, and, you know, I know we're dedicated to that here in this department. I mean, that's our core value, that's our mission statement. We want to, you know, stay extremely professional, job well done, and, you know, and like Earl said, we want to be a resource. You know, if people have issues or problems, you know, please, you know, we're a resource. We won't, you know, we're there to help. You know, even if it's just a vent, you know, we can be that ear.
Try to give you that support and, that you need, and if that means we have to walk with you over to the to see a house director or a dean, then we'll do that. We're there. That's what we're there for. And we need us. Lieutenant, I have Detective Kevin Fournier that's going to be joining the show on March 30th, and he's going to do a show discussing the whole process dealing with sexual assaults, pretty much from the beginning to the end. What our role is when we respond, we get the calls, and giving them the options. And also, if a person goes to the hospital and they deal with a senior, so he's going to explain that whole process and also go into the new harassment law and explain that as well. So that's going to be on March 30th. And, of course, the time for the show is going to be 1 p.m., so many of you, if you can mark that in your calendars, and I will remind you again, so hopefully everyone tunes into that.
Essentially every Wednesday at 1 p.m. that's slated for the campus police.
Yeah, pretty much this month what I did was I grabbed every Wednesday. Normally it's bi-weekly, I'll do the show, but I pretty much grabbed every Wednesday this time so I can get some information out there, get some people in, and but for the 30th, and that's when I scheduled that. I made sure it was far off. I'll do a lot of flyers for that, so
yeah,
a lot of people to tune into that.
That's good. That's great. I know our detective bureau is well versed in sexual assaults and investigations, and they'll for sure bring a lot of good information to the table on that.
Yeah, we think so. And there's been a lot of questions around some, how the process is done, et cetera. So I think he can really explain a lot of that. Plus, it's a way he can introduce himself to the community. I think a lot of the campus community didn't know we had a detective bureau. So we do have that, so we really got to put that out
right
there. So
Our officers are also trained investigators, and for the majority of the reports that we take, they'll investigate it and they'll follow up with you. If you report a stolen laptop, they'll take the report and they'll do their best to look, follow up and look into the incident. And I think just as much as important in the investigation end of the report, it's also important on the follow up end as well, so that 2 weeks down the line, if you file a report for a stolen laptop or whatever it is, that, an officer's calling you up and following up with you and, just giving you an update as to where we're at in that process.
Yeah, I think that's very important as well. Everyone, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back. Lieutenant Josh Dufresne, we had a busy day, but I got him to come down here. I think there's no question when I asked him to come on the air and listening and talk to the listening audience today.
Hey, how are you? Josh Dufresne. I'm a lieutenant with the campus police. I'm also a watch commander, one of three. I'm stationed out of Mount Holyoke College headquarters. Our function is essentially to oversee the operations of all three colleges, Smith, Hampshire, and Mount Holyoke. We also are a main contact source with deans, other law enforcement agencies, area schools. Anything that's outside of a dispatcher's purview, they can refer to us. We're mostly stationed in the dispatch center, so we oversee calls that come in and, again, operations on each of the campuses. We also maintain the scheduling for all three of the colleges. We have 70 staff of sworn and non-sworn employees, and we make sure that they're scheduled on a daily basis. We have a web-based software that is brand new to the department. We purchased in January. We went from an old whiteboard system on each of the campuses that we had to keep up to date to a new streamlined software that's, again, web-based, and it's more sort of progressive and ahead of the curve and really makes things a lot more efficient for us so that we can be budget conscious and, save overtime and extra money so that we can spend it in other areas like campus police, community policing, and bike patrol and things of that nature. Let's see. Our main number at Mount Holyoke is 538-2304. If you ever need to get in contact with myself or the other two watch commanders, Lieutenant Brian Roman and Lieutenant Sue Dolly. And again, we're, for the most part, when there's one watch commander on, we're stationed in the dispatch center. If there's two on, one of us is on the road going in between the three campuses, and one of us is in dispatch. So I think that's a good overview of what I do.
Okay. And a little bit about myself. For those of you that don't know, I'm the community outreach coordinator for the department. So I pretty much go around each campus, and I pretty much work on the outreach activities and some crime prevention stuff with the officers. So my primary goal is to really put our department out there in a positive light so we can do some proactive policing out here. And it's not policing, as you were saying. We're not policing the campus. What our role is to keep the campus safe. So as much as possible, we like our presence to be around the area. Because crime happens at different times, and our officers have to be well-trained and ready to respond at any given moment. So with that being said, you will see me anytime at any of the three campuses. And anytime you have any questions or concerns, you can come up and speak with me.
Your office is in the library on the second floor, is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the library on the second floor at Hampshire College, and it's pretty much room 207, right across from the graphic room. So anytime you want to reach me, you can stop in. Also, you can reach me by email, my email address. I'm pretty much in the directory. You can look me up, emvps@hampshire.edu. So if you have any questions, just send me an email. Also, if you want to stop by my office to see me, I'm not usually there that often, but I do have a board on the door where you can sign in your name and a time that you would like to meet. Just try to make an appointment. I can stop by, and I'll make sure I'm there at that particular time to speak with you.
You got the biggest office up there, right? Flat screen TV and all that. Oh.
And the coffee maker is absolutely awesome. My wife purchased that for me for Christmas, so if you want to stop up and chat.
One of those where you buy the cartridges separately and put it in there? Nice.
Yeah, it's a real nice one. So
yeah.
I can entertain a guest if they sit down and have a couple
excellent.
Of coffee. So anytime anyone wants to stop up, pretty much I deal with any, I take any concerns that you may have, questions that you may have. I can direct you to the appropriate people that can really help you if I can't. Usually, you know, it's a good thing to come to me and let me know what's going on. Lieutenant Dufresne is very accessible. You can reach him by his email address as well. We're pretty much all in the directory. His name is Josh Dufresne.
Yeah, and if you go on the department's website, all of our email addresses are listed on there. And, you know, feel free to call me or email me, whatever. I mean, like I said, I'm more than happy to answer anybody's questions if they have any. And you can call in today if you'd like, 6677. What's the number?
Yeah, that number is 413-559-6666. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 559-6766. I'm about to give them the wrong
6766.
Yeah,
okay.
559-6766.
Yeah. Not sure how many people are listening in right now, but I know it's spring break. And it's a rainy day out, but call in, even if it's just to say hi. You know, again, ask us questions, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. So we're going to take another short break, a little music break, and I'll put a little more Usher on for you. Just the instrumental, but I think it's nice and relaxing for this rainy day. We'll be right back. Now, Lieutenant, you're also the training coordinator for our department, correct?
That's correct, yeah. I can give you a idea of what I do and what type of training that each of the officers in the department has to go through and maintain on a year-to-year basis. Each officer in the department is trained in a full-time police academy. That could be anywhere from 12 to 18 weeks of training, either in a municipal police academy or the state police academy. They receive community policing training, conflict resolution training, you know, defensive tactics, report writing, anything that anything law enforcement related, campus related, you know, they'll get training on. They get training on active shooter, motor vehicle stops, things of that nature, to keep themselves safe out on while on patrol, and also keep the people that they're dealing with, working with, safe as well. They also receive yearly training on defensive tactics. We have to recertify on defensive tactics, CPR, first responder training, and AED training, which is the external defibrillator training. We get 8-hour block of training. Each officer receives 8-hour block of training every year on that. It's really important training to keep up to date on so that we can provide quality medical care to you know, anyone that's calling, you know, for that service. Yeah. Officer Ian Lauder, who's an officer here at the Hampshire College campus, is one of our defensive tactics instructors. He works day shift, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. He's got a wealth of experience both in campus policing and municipal policing, where he worked in New Hampshire. We also have two other defensive tactics instructors. Yourself is one of them, and Sergeant Jeff Wojcik, who's our lead instructor. So we do that yearly. We also have officers maintain legal updates, and we do that online through the Massachusetts State Police online training. They are required to do a minimum of, I think it's 5 or 6 courses, and they have to keep up to date on all the laws, criminal laws and constitutional laws, any of the legal updates that come about. We want to make sure that all the officers here that are working are up to date on any of the new law changes or anything that's come out. We want to make sure that they keep up to date, and they also, it's a refresher for them. We also, you know, we do scenario-based training during, you know, the summertime, and you know, we also send officers to professional development for, you know, our main focus is on community policing, emergency preparedness, you know, ICS, which is incident command systems, so that in the event of a large-scale incident, that all the officers are trained in that. ICS is the industry standard for all law enforcement and fire services across the country. It's the best way to handle and manage any type of mass emergency or large-scale event. It, you know, basically is a system that keeps the event organized. It manages resources, and you know, it's important for the smooth operation of the event. A lot of departments in municipal and campus police departments are adopting that system, and our chief is a strong supporter of that. So we are focusing training in that, in those areas as well.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone don't know the new chief is Bob Smith for the department. He's been an incredible asset to the department to lead us, and we're happy to have him on board. Also, to talk about some of the meet and greets that we will be having. The meet and greets we'll have on at Hampshire College, that will be coming up soon. It will be on March 24th. And with the meet and greet, you'll have an opportunity to come out and meet the chief and the associate director, Ray Labar. They'll be present inside the Dining Commons from 5 to 7. So please stop in. And if you're grabbing a bite to eat, stop by our table. We'd love to meet you.
Excellent. And you're also doing something at Mount Holyoke as well?
Yeah, I'll have another meet and greet over there.
That's Blanchard, right? On the 23rd?
Let me see here. That's going to be on the 22nd for Blanchard. And that's going to be from 4 to 6. It's going to be on the second floor, right next to the cafe right there. I think they call that the President's Corner. So if you stop in over there, you'll see Associate Director Barbara Riggi and Chief Bob Smith will be there. For many of you that have listened to the programs, I believe the last one, maybe a couple of them ago, Associate Director Barbara Riggi did come in on the show and introduced herself, and she spoke about the RAD program and some services that we have. So it was nice to have her introduce herself. Everyone comes around campus. Remember, we're one campus police department that patrol three colleges, Smith, Hampshire, and Mount Holyoke. So you will see the same familiar faces at different times. So I think that's one of the pleasant things about.
And we also have some students here on the campus that live. They live over at Amherst College, correct?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so if a situation ever comes up and they're on the Amherst College campus, the Amherst College Campus Police Department will respond to their location and work with them on that. And then they also notify our department, and we can share information that way. So if you're calling the campus police and you're at Amherst College, just remember that that campus police department on that campus is going to be the responding resource for you.
Yeah. So that's very important as well. You always know how to contact us, and if there's something going on, they do follow up with us as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The excellent department. I'm a strong believer in building, relationships with the area departments and area schools. I think it's important, for the operations and, effective communication. I've always said it's important for us to be as transparent as we can, and I think, we want to, that's why we have this program. This is why your efforts are extremely important for the department, so that, students feel comfortable enough with us where they can approach us and, we can be a resource for them. I also want to say that as the weather gets better, you're going to see a lot more officers on foot patrol and on bike patrol out there. We want to make sure that there's more face time with the community as opposed to officers driving around the campus and cruisers. So you're gonna see that a lot more. Don't be afraid that they're gonna go up to you, and you can go right up to them and just say, hey, listen, introduce yourself, and you can start a dialogue at that point with them, and I think it's a good way to improve the community contact between the community and the officers, and this way people can put a face to a name, and again, build a relationship.
Yeah.
They can call us anytime they want and use us as a resource, even if it's not a police related issue. We can direct them to the resources necessary to help them. This is why we're here. We're a resource, and we bring a lot of knowledge and experience, to the table as far as law enforcement field is concerned. I mean, I've got 12 years on here in campus law enforcement, and I've also got close to 12 years in municipal law enforcement. I think my experience in both sides has really helped me in my career in campus policing. It's good to see both sides of things, and what works and what doesn't.
Exactly. And I think that's huge. And I'm hoping that we get a call in here, Lieutenant.
Yeah, call in. We're open to taking phone calls. We'll answer your questions. Call in, even if you just want to introduce yourself and say hi.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm sure there's not a lot of people out there listening, but the few that are, you know, feel free to call in.
Yeah, please do. So what we're going to do is we're going to put that number back out there again, and hopefully someone will call in and say hello to us, and we can say hello to the listening audience. We're doing this for you, and we'd like to hear from you. So that number is going to be 413-559-6766. That's 559-6766. Please do call in. Hello, everyone. We're going to have ourselves a call in. And I mean, I'm very excited about this. Okay. Caller, you're on the air. How you doing there, caller?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to say how well you guys are doing today. I'm so impressed with all the things that I'm hearing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, we really try to get out here to the community and put some information out there, and we're trying a different approach to getting to know a lot of the individuals and the students on campus.
What's your name?
My name's Latasha.
Latasha, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Lieutenant Dufresne?
Correct, yes. Lieutenant Josh Dufresne. Yep.
Congratulations on this promotion.
Thank you. I'm happy to be in the position, and I feel I have a lot to bring to the table, and you know, I really want to see this department be, you know, a streamlined department, and, you know, one of the better departments in the state.
Yes, I noticed that you guys were talking about a lot of big upcoming events for the community, and I just wondered what some of the things were that you're going to be doing to reach out to some of the parents and some of the campus and faculty.
Well, Earl, you could probably answer that.
Yeah, a lot of things that we're doing and orientations, when the parents come in, we try to get to know them a little bit and talk about ourselves and let them know that their children are going to be safe while they're here on campus. I think that's very important, as well as any type of event. Most times we have the parents come back, commencement, they come back, vacations when they come to pick up the students. We like to have ourselves out there for the most part to greet them, because I think that's important, as well as send them away with a lot of information. And that's important, really, when they're coming in at orientation time. Give them the brochures, the safety, explains the department, all of the contact numbers. We want them to know that they have a campus police department, and officers are well trained here to keep their children safe, and that we're not just a security department. Our job encompasses both police safety and the security of everyone that here, students, faculty, and staff that works here on campus. So that's important.
Absolutely. Latasha, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you a parent?
I actually am. I am a parent.
Okay. Well, what would be something that would be of a concern to you as a parent, you know, taking into consideration your kids going away to college for the first time, what would you like to know from the campus police department about, you know, the college?
Well, I would definitely like to know anything that has to do with response time, how safe my child's going to be on campus. Because most times I know that I have three children, But before they ever go away to college, they're not spending that much time away from home.
Right.
So this is going to be the first time that they don't have this parental authority around. And I'm just wondering how they're going to adjust to that. There's going to be a lot of peer pressure, a lot of new experiences. And I just want to make sure that my child will be safe, especially around drugs and alcohol and any violence that would be on campus. And I know that your campus is pretty safe, but just to know that there's a campus police department that's around and that they're kind of reaching out, because my child probably wouldn't be the type that would go up to a police officer and say that they need help.
Right.
So, you know, that's very important, the accessibility of the police officers, how they react to my child. So that's one of the biggest things that I'm going to be looking for when I start touring campuses.
That's a great point. You know, I also say, and I've always said this, that, you know, we're not just campus police officers, but we're also teachers. You know, we're part of the education process here at the college. And, you know, and that's what this is. You know, a lot of times students that are coming here, this is the quite often the first time they're leaving home and they're, you know, going to be out on their own. And, you know, sometimes it can, you know, they can be an easy target for victimization. And that's why it's really important that we'll be out there. And, you know, because like you said, a lot of students and people aren't going to come to us and call us for help, you know. But if we're there, we're in the dorms and we're in the dining commons and we're in the areas where, you know, we can build relationships and they can start to feel more comfortable with us, then I think that's going to, you know, they'll be able to feel comfortable coming up to us and asking for assistance.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I agree with that, you know, and I think the more that we are out there, the better it will be. Also, Latasha, we do have a lot of programs that we have for a lot of the faculty, staff, and the students as well. Like we do Operation ID engraving event. We've really been having that scheduled quite a bit because it seems like a lot of the students want to have some items engraved, but it really puts us in a position where we can communicate and get to know each other, and we're doing some more positive, proactive things. Because as you said, students don't necessarily come up to us for a conversation. So we try to open the doors in different ways that we can do something for them, and at the same time, we can get to know each other.
But it's great to hear it from the perspective of the parent, though. I mean, it really is.
Well, thank you, guys. Keep up the good job.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's what we like to see.
Yeah. Keep the callers coming in.
Okay, we're going to toss that number out again. We're going to be wrapping up the show soon, so please, anyone out there, if you have a question for the Department of Public Safety Campus Police, please call in. The number is 559-6. I'm sorry, I keep giving this number. 559-6766.
Excellent, excellent.
559-6766.
It's a rainy day. Call in.
That's it.
And we're back. This is Lieutenant Josh Dufresne, Campus Police. We got about five more minutes. We're still taking phone calls. Lines are lighting up left and right. 559-6766. 559-6766. It's a rainy day. What else you got to do?
Yeah.
Call in.
Yeah,
ask a question.
Please do. Call into the show. We're trying to give you just a little bit of extended music here. Give you time to let these phone lines just keep on ringing. And we're going to take maybe one or two more calls, and then we're going to be ending the show. But we still like to talk to a few more people if we can within that time.
And, you know, in the meantime, while we're waiting, I'd like to mention that, you know, we have officers on the campus with a lot of specialized training. You know, for example, we have probably 60% of our officers are trained in sexual assault investigation. All the officers have in some form or another some training in investigations. Officer Ian Lauder here at Hampshire College, for example, is trained in a background investigator. He's also trained as a DT instructor. We have officers here trained in RAD, rape aggression defense. Yourself, you're a RAD instructor.
Yeah.
Detective Jen Galvin is a RAD instructor. We also have a former full-time officer. She's now part-time, Teresa Ryan. She's also a RAD instructor. She now works full-time for the Amherst College Police Department. Am I missing anybody?
Let me see. We have Officer DeBettencourt that left. He works down at Amherst College. Another resource. You know,
yeah.
We have officers.
And you know, RAD program is great. We also have a SAFE program. You know, we'll be willing to put those on. You know, just got to get in contact with Earl. You know, you can get in contact with him at his office number. His office is located on the second floor of the library. What's your number?
Yeah, my number is 413-559-6981. That's 413-559-6981.
Yep. Excellent.
So you can contact me anytime.
And also, we can put those programs on. You know, we also do programs for motor vehicle. You know, how to keep up your vehicle. If you get a flat tire, what do? If you get locked out of your car, you know, who do you call?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If your battery's dead, what do you do?
Yeah. We offer a lot of that stuff with the jump starts that we do, motor vehicle lockouts. So, you know, officers have they can help you out if you have some of these questions.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people may be more mechanically savvy than others. And, you know, this might be a good class that you might want to put on with a few friends. And, you can learn a little bit about, you know, cars.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's always a little bit of something out there. Someone has some knowledge somewhere. And we have a huge resource of officers, and they're very knowledgeable, not only in law enforcement, but other things. So we can even reach out to them as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, so anyone you're going to call in.
Yeah, we got about three more minutes on the clock. We're going to take it to break. Actually, we got a caller. Oh.
Yeah, we seem to lost that caller. They hung up right at the time I answered the phone. So please, whoever the caller was, please do call back into the show. That number is 559-6766. So please call back into the show. I'd like to hear from you. We have a few more minutes within the program.
I'd also like to mention that, it was officer, but now it's Sergeant Regala. He's also a RAD instructor.
Yep.
He's just newly promoted at Mount Holyoke College on the third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. I think we're going to put his photograph up on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, we do have a Facebook page. You can link from it off the main page.
Yeah.
Do you know what the browser address is?
No, I'm not sure. I know.
But they can link from it from the our main web page, right?
I know they're in the process of doing that.
Yeah.
With the other one, it may be there.
Okay, excellent.
See. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but we do have that. It's another way that we try to reach out to the student body with the Facebook, and it's a nice professional site that we have. So
yeah, there's some photographs on there of the department and you know, events that are coming up. You know, it's a good way that people can find out about, you know, what's the next big thing that we're doing. And
yeah, definitely every couple of days, just kind of just
yeah,
sign in and check it out. There's a lot of information that we put on there that's very pertinent, that can help you out as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah.
So please do. The number is 559-6766. Please don't be shy. We're not going to bite. Just call in and talk to us for a few minutes. Okay, so we have a few more minutes until the show's going to end. And if we can get one more caller, that would be excellent. So please do call in, and we'll be right back. Radio. Okay, before the show ends, one thing I want to just mention again is the contact officers that we have in the areas. We have a contact officer for Prescott, that is Officer Nathan Rabideau, and for Merrill and Dakin, we have Officer Matt Post and Officer James Jackson, and over in the Enfield and Greenwich area, we have Officer Ian Lauder and Officer Sergi Scarupa. These officers are already out there in the area, so you may see them from time to time coming in to introduce themselves. If you have any type of event, or maybe a meeting or a regular weekly meeting, please do invite these officers in. They really want to get to know everyone so they can be a resource and see what things that they can help you with.
Excellent. Hey, when's the next radio show?
The next radio show is going to be on March 23rd, so next week. We're going to have a show. I'm going to try to keep this moving because I think it's successful. We're able to really communicate with the community and get some stuff out there. So
what's going to be the topic?
Pretty much, I'm still working on having some guests come in. I had a few people lined up, but I think there's going to be maybe some changes because they have some things going on. So I'm still looking into that a little bit, but I'll make sure I post it out in advance.
Okay, so every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, tune in.
Yeah, definitely tune in.
Public Safety Radio.
That's it.
It's going to be huge.
That's it, you know, and we're going to have Lieutenant Dufresne. He's going to be making some regular appearances when there's some things that some updated information that we like to share with you. We're going to make sure we put that information out there to the community. And also we encourage faculty and staff to call in, and we like to have them in on as special guests as well because there's information that they like to share, and this is another resource that we can use for them. Fizz Plant, I think, is important if we can get them to come in sometimes.
Absolutely.
And communicate some information. You know, so if you have any questions or feedback, even in regards to that, something like that, I mean, we can always be a resource. This is a resource for you using the radio station, and we like to use it so we can have this communication.
Excellent.
You know, so
hey, it was great being on the show, and, you know, hope to do it again soon.
Definitely. So everyone tune in next week, March 23rd at 1 p.m., your radio, Public Safety Talks, will be here, and we will bring you some more information. So please sit back, listen to the music on the way out, and thank you for joining. We'll be right back.